Video: Dave Matthews joins anti-Israel protest. Calls Netanyahu address disgusting, obscene. By Simon Kent on July 25, 2024. Rocker Dave Matthews was seen in the anti-Israel crowd that took to Washington, D.C. streets Wednesday to protest against visiting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. News outlet Al Jazeera found him and did an interview. "It's a disgusting show of support for someone who doesn't deserve our support," Matthews despaired in an on-air exchange with the outlet. At no time did he mention the hostages taken when Hamas terrorists invaded southern Israel last October 7, or consider their fate since. "It was the deadliest attack on Jews since the Holocaust. Slaughtering babies, raping women, burning whole families alive, and taking hundreds of innocent civilians hostage," the American Jewish Committee notes. Matthews also ignored the atrocities the Hamas terror organization had visited on Israel for countless years while being committed to the extermination of the country and its people. Instead, he flicked the switch to vitriol and contempt for elected leader Netanyahu, saying his address was disgusting. "I'm ashamed that my tax dollars are going to the brutalizing of an entire people," was the sole basis of his argument. As Breitbart News reported, anti-Israel protesters vandalized the Columbus Memorial in D.C. on Wednesday in response to Netanyahu's visit after taking over nearby streets. They also sprayed graffiti on the Freedom Bell. Watch: anti-Israel protesters vandalize Freedom Bell, trash Columbus Memorial. Meanwhile, several members of Congress boycotted Netanyahu's speech or subtly heckled it. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, was seen holding a sign that said "war criminal." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.